This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And on this kind of gloomy, cool Monday.
You haven't been able to say that too much lately because the weather has, for the most part, been very nice.
Been gorgeous.
It has. So we have the crappiest weather of the day when my family's visiting from Michigan. Bloomberg News is in here following you.
I know.
Making you a bigger star than you already are.
Please. Please.
That's all right.
Yeah. No, it's been fun. They say that they're learning quite a bit. So my day's been pretty busy.
Well, I mean, you,
as it usually is.
Yeah, I mean, you wear many, many hats as a restaurateur and then as a media professional, and then it goes back.
Media professional.
Yeah. Kind of dress it up for the press, you know how that goes.
I don't know if I'd call me professional in the media, but anyway, let's talk food. So what did you do this weekend?
Essentially, got my house guests drunk on margaritas last night and made some really good steak tips on the Big Green Egg. You know what?
Nice.
What a freak I am when it comes to smoking my meals. So we did that, and I finally found the perfect mix for margaritas for the Jamaican margaritas, which has about a half to maybe a third the calories that you would typically get in any place. And it's I'll give you the name because Carol, you have told me about this place many times. New England Restaurant Equipment.
Right. Did they have it there?
They did. I bought a case of it.
So they had it in stock.
They did. I was on a high all weekend long.
You must have been.
I was, because now, I mean, I have hundreds of margaritas just ready to be made.
I didn't know they sold did they have any other kind of food items there?
Not much along the. I didn't really scour the place because I was so excited. I said I just took the case and got out of there. But there's all kinds of restaurant equipment, and I will at a later date go back and see what I can spend to enhance my kitchen at home. But it's a really cool place. I thought we need to get them on the air here.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people that are foodies are always looking for gadgets or professional stuff, and they have used restaurant equipment.
That's a great
idea. So I wish I'd have thought of that. Again, I was just so excited. I wasn't thinking.
Badger is his name that owns it.
Badger?
Badger.
Sounds like a guy should be in sales. But anyway, that's a whole different story.
It is.
I think that I will reach out to them and to see if they'll come
on,
because I know
people. I know them. Maybe I can stop by.
All right.
That's a really good idea. Because you're right, you know, foodie people, and they have all kinds of stuff.
It's over on 2nd Street right behind Ipswich Clam, which used to be Clam King, across the street from Subaru, Manchester
and
Subaru.
Right next door to Casey's.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, Puerto Vallarta.
Very, very easy to find. All our favorite people are over in that part of town anyway. So anyway, this particular mix is it's a really nice lime juice, and it has just a little bit of sweetener to it, but it's clear. You know, when you get a margarita, a lot of times it's kind of murky looking, and that's all
that's
the
sour
junk.
Mix.
That's the sour mix.
That's sugar.
So there's a couple restaurants that use that. I finally found out what it was. Barb found it online at this place, New England Restaurant Equipment, and she saw the logo on there. And so I hustled on over after the show Friday and got a case.
Well, that's great.
Saved a little money.
Stock.
So now I'm like giving it to people because here, if you love margaritas, this is the low calorie way and high flavor way to have your margaritas. So was that the short answer to your question? What did you do this weekend?
I think so. That was good. We hung. We had nothing. We had no plans this weekend. So it was really nice. Saturday, we had lobster. We ate some lobster
I did see the
king crab legs.
Did you christen the new girl cave?
Yes, we did.
And your brand new farmer's table?
Yes.
So here,
farmer's table's so nice.
I know, it's beautiful in the
Isn't
picture
it gorgeous?
I saw. Yes. But here's what you need to call. You've got this spot in the backyard, and you've got, you know, fun stuff. You painted it really cool inside. You know what? You know, guys have man caves. You know what you have is called? I just saw it over the weekend.
It's a she cave.
Oh, a she shed.
A she shed, yes.
Yes.
She shed. You're right.
Say that 10 times
she
fast.
She shed. You know what happened to this weekend? This is really kind of sad, because you'll be sad about this too. Molly had a seizure.
Oh.
Isn't that awful? Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
Well, seems to me, didn't you take her to the vet last week?
It was just for her yearly checkup.
Right, so you had
but
no idea.
But she does have problems with her ears. She's on medicine for her ears.
And she's a Morkie, right?
Morkie.
Right. So did you bring her back to find out what the cause
might
be?
That was Friday night, and then Saturday I called the vet, and basically what we did, they had us go in and they drew some blood, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go Wednesday to get the results of the blood work and talk about it.
Do they have any thoughts as to what they think it might be?
You know, he said when dogs, if they, you know, when they do have seizures, it's, you know, they'll die if it's epilepsy, and
right.
they say usually between the ages of 2 and 6 is when they get diagnosed, and she is 3. So
oh.
he's like, that kind of could make sense. Or it could be something she ate. And, you know, she is new to going outside.
Oh, so she may have found something that she shouldn't have had.
Who knows?
Oh, boy.
So.
Well, I hope. Is she feeling better today?
You know, she's been funny. She hasn't been, you know, even before that, she hasn't kind of been herself. But, you know, again, she has ear problems, too.
Okay.
So we'll find out on Wednesday.
Well, when you started to say this is going to make you sad, I thought, oh, my God, I hope it's not Molly.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was going to be worse. So, I mean, it's still not great news. Yeah. But, you know, the vets are pretty good.
I didn't know dogs could have seizures.
Well, now you're going to make me paranoid. My dog is the same age as yours, a little bit bigger. And
it was really.
I'm going to go home and hug my dog tonight.
Yes, do that. Everybody out there, mm-hmm. go home, hug your dog.
That's right. The heck with your spouse. Hug your dog. Unless your spouse is having seizures, too, then give them a little bit of love as well.
Rocco's in the house.
Yeah, we got a full house today. We have family. We have
the green room's filled.
We have media.
We have media here.
Thank God we have these beautiful couches, leather couches. You won't find that in any other radio setting in New England. You really won't. For the beautiful skylight out of our studio.
And then when we start our summer series outside on Fridays mm-hmm. in July.
Sure.
So
it's all happening here.
The first Friday you're back is our first summer series,
right?
Oh, it is. Right,
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I just go where the memos tell me to go. Kentucky Fried Chicken. We've talked about it. Do you like the original or the crunchy version?
I mean...
Well, I mean, I know you can't
neither.
Eat it now. Really? You never love KFC?
Well, I mean, yes, but I'm always watching my calories and stuff, so it's like not... But there was. Original.
Well, here you go. Kentucky Fried Chicken is suing 3 Chinese companies for spreading false rumors about the restaurant chain on social media. According to Associated Press, are they still in business? The 3 companies spread a variety of false rumors, including one that alleges KFC used genetically modified chickens that have, quote, 6 wings and 8 legs.
Yeah.
Like I said, how can AP stay in business with these kinds of stories? KFC is demanding 1.5 million yuan, which is $242,000 American dollars, as well as an apology from each company for spreading the false information on popular mobile phone messages, the app WeChat. KFC also wants the companies to stop their infringements. KFC China president Ku Kurong tells the BBC,
Ku Kurong?
That's his name. This is not only this has seriously misled consumers, but also hurt our brand. 6 wings and 8 legs. It's kind of like the when Fox Network does, like John Madden used to have his annual 6-legged turkey for their Thanksgiving game every year, and they would, I don't know how they did it, but they had this turkey with 6 drumsticks on it. So that's what made me think of that when I saw the story. KFC.
It's kind of bizarre.
It is.
Wow.
It's in the water.
Interesting. Well, today's food holiday, we'll just do that before we go on our break, is National Lobster Day.
And that will be reflected on Friday's Comedy Cold Cuts.
All right.
Because June is also Seafood Month. So we've got lobster, we've got fishing, and we've got some other seafood comedy all set and ready to go this Friday. So got it all mapped out and ready.
Very good. It's also Potato Day.
Potato is the perfect food, in my opinion. I would take that almost over anything else if I was to eat just one food the rest of my life.
Potato?
And a white potato. I don't need no stinking sweet potatoes.
You don't like sweet potatoes?
You know what? I try, and I can't warm up to them.
Oh, I love them. They're more healthier for you, too.
Well, I realize that, and that's what Barb eats. And then, of course, you've got the different cooking times, you know, because they cook much faster than a white potato. It causes a lot of strife in my life.
Oh, my goodness. I don't like sweet potato fries, though.
No?
No,
I'll eat them that way.
Sweet potato fries. See? Isn't that weird? I don't like sweet potato fries.
We could never get along and do a radio show, could we?
Forget it. All right. Well, I think we're going to go on a short break. It is Healthy Monday, and Rocco is in the house, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Can't wait to chat with him. We always learn something when we talk with Rocco. So you're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. Whoops. And it is Healthy Monday, and Rocco is in the house. I know, I'm not doing my job again.
Hello, Carol. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Rocco?
I'm doing fantastic.
Very nice to see you.
You know, we didn't say last week. Did I mention this? I don't think we did on the air, but my nephew Elliot got his driver's license.
Oh.
Big deal.
Well, thanks for the warning. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Elliot.
I don't think Elliot heard that.
Well, if he's walking up the stairs, he's not too happy with Auntie right now. He's a good kid.
No, I told everybody, Elliot, yeah. You got your driver's license.
And
he's
you
got
go.
A car and everything. So.
Well, my nephew's 16, almost 17, so maybe the two of them can go out and terrorize Manchester in the car right
there
now.
There you go.
And yeah, maybe you can let him use one of the Red Arrow cars or something with the
you
logo
go.
On the side.
Sure. Company car, I love that. Rocco's such a troublemaker sometimes.
He is a troublemaker.
I'm a troublemaker all the time.
That's why we love him.
Don't cut me short.
Okay, all right. I kind of mess with you. I know that much.
So, Rocco Boulay, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And you have a location in Bedford and Londonderry, and you're going to be opening up a new one up in North Conway.
Yes, North Conway will be a total fitness center for
men and women.
That's correct.
Very cool.
But we will still offer all the same, you know, programming that we do in our woman-only centers, the fitness prescription, nutrition planning, you know, the coaching, and anything else that people need to service their health that relates to any lots of conditions, you know, cardiovascular problems, diabetes, blood lipid issues, whether it's, you know, hyper triglycerides or cholesterols. We can address those with exercise and food, and sometimes teach people about different supplements that also act as medications. Did you know that a couple of vitamins, well, vitamin B, I believe it's B3, which is niacin, also acts as a statin. You know what a statin is?
Oh, I do, yeah. Yep. If you've got high cholesterol, it helps to moderate that issue, mitigate it.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And also another supplement called red yeast rice also acts as a statin, and they're less toxic
B3?
To the body. Hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's enough.
How much do you have to shovel down, though, to get what would be the equivalent of, say, maybe 20 milligrams? Because I am on a statin as well.
I don't give medical advice, Michael.
Go ahead. Nobody's listening.
I'm only on the radio,
it's
right?
It's just you and me, pal.
It all depends. You know, sometimes it's just better off to do trial and error. I've seen people take up to 1,000 milligrams of niacin per day to treat, you know, high cholesterols. Hmm. And there's recommended dosages for red yeast rice as well. You'd have to take a look and see what works best for you. But with one thing with niacin, because it has a flushing component to it, and I don't know if you ever noticed or if you ever taken niacin before, but if you take a higher dose of niacin, it actually creates what's called vasodilation, or it opens up your
really?
Blood vessels, and you'll see that you get all red, spotty. It's not a bad thing, but a lot of people freak out when they first have it because they think they're breaking out in hives or something. But it's just the vitamin actually dilating the blood vessels so that the circulation can get through, and it also is pulling out toxins at the same time. So vitamin B3 or niacin is actually called the educated vitamin because it knows where there's toxins in your body, and it actually will pull them out.
I'd love to have that conversation with my doctor and see, you know, what his take on it is.
He'll give you the old, just take the medication.
Take the Simvastatin. Yeah.
Yeah, we sometimes go head to head with the medical practitioner.
I think there's room for both. I don't think either is exclusively right all the time, quite honestly.
No, I mean, there's so many applications for medications that are very, very useful. And, you know, when it comes to conditions that are caused by, you know, people who are not taking care of themselves, either physically with exercise and or putting the right foods in their bodies, those are the things that we address to say, let's change this first, and then whatever is residual after that, then maybe if we're not getting any progress with that type of behavioral change, then you could look towards medication. But it should never be the first line of defense in changing something, especially if it's caused by behavior in the first place. It's almost insane to
yeah, address the behavior. But I mean, part of it is heredity as well.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with all that, really.
No.
I think you take a look at our DNA of everybody on the planet, and we're all 99.9% the same DNA. And I'd see a lot of geneticists that would either agree with me or agree against me out there. But when it comes to the end of the day, we're all the same. We're made up of the same thing. You know, we have two eyes, one nose, a mouth, and two arms, two legs. And yes, we may have variants in eye color and hair color and skin color and that sort of thing. But we are the same animal. So, and you take a look at what happens when, well, you look in Carol's case with, you know, the last 16 weeks of, you know, she could blame a lot of things on genetics, you know, but when you really get down to it, you know, and I grew up in a French family that ate, you know, I think we talked about it in an earlier show, who ate poutine and poutine or whatever they call it with gravy and cheese and all that stuff. That's not a genetic thing. That's something that was handed down through the ages of watching one behavior to the next. And it's not that, you know, I don't ever remember hearing of any fat cavemen, even the archaeologists that dug up the bones. There was no signs of obesity in any of them. So, and we came from all of that. So, you know, how can you really make that genetic point?
Well, I'm not a scientist and I haven't studied it as much as you, but I know it's not as cut and dry as it, that there's no genetic transfer because there's some.
There's
some degree, but I think you have more control over it than you realize.
But then there's people out there that have a genetically higher level of cholesterols in their bodies, but that doesn't necessarily make them unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You know, we took a look at some of the earlier statistics of people who were on or not on medications that had cholesterols that were up to 300 at one time, and that was acceptable. And people weren't having cardiovascular problems back then. So something had changed over the last 4 or 5 decades that all of a sudden cholesterol became a problem. But now they're saying that it's not a problem. They just recently reported that cholesterol isn't really all that important for people who are having heart attacks.
Woo-hoo! I'm going to go have some chicken pot pie when I get out of here today.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's the answer, but when you really take a look at what's going on out there, it's inflammation. We talked about that in an early show as well. Yeah. If you can control the inflammation inside your body, more than likely you'll have better results cardiovascularly and diabetes. And
I'll give you an example about medication, and that is I tend to have borderline hypertension. Or so I thought. And so I enrolled in a clinical study at Brigham and Women's Hospital. I was on a low dose of hydrochlorothiazide, which is the quick fix. Anyway, so I was really curious. I said, I need to find out what the deal is, because you go into a doctor's office, you have white coat hypertension. It's going to jack up your numbers. And so they sent me home with a cuff, you know, and I would sit for 5 minutes and I would take it. A couple times a day, and it was below 120 over 80 most of the time, whereas in the doctor's office it's like 140 over 90. And I'm not an anxious person. I know that's not always, you know, the symptom of it, but so after about a month of really monitoring my blood pressure, you know, and being off the hydrochlorothiazide, it was fine. I have not gone back to taking it.
So there you have it. So you had white coat syndrome, then you were you were diagnosed with hypertension that you probably didn't have, or only a short stint of it while you were in seeing the doctor because you tensed up a little bit.
Right. Well, that's exactly it. What's he going to give me today? I don't want to be taking any more medicine.
And if it happened to you, how many other people you think it's happened to?
Right.
No, I mean, take a look at you. You're not overweight. You look relatively healthy. So why would you even want to put something in your body that's going to do damage to your liver? To some degree, that's toxic.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a diuretic component of that too. So you become slightly dehydrated at the same time.
Yeah.
And being dehydrated, is that healthy for you? The probably answer is no, right? The
answer is no, especially after all those margaritas yesterday. Oh, God.
That'll dehydrate you as well.
I know. I was thirsty. Anyway, this is about Carol's health issues.
This is very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was very surprised. And plus, they gave me a lot of money to be in this study, too. which was great, you know, because I had a little bit more time on my hands. It's just before I joined Carol. I said, I got to get to the bottom of this. And I saw the ad for a clinical study at Brigham and Women's. I did a couple of overnight stays, a lot of blood draws. They gave me a specific diet for 1 week that I couldn't, you know, vary from.
No margaritas that week.
No margaritas that week. I said, okay, I can suck it up for a week. And then the second week, Rocco, is they said, eat what you normally would, but take these three sodium soup packets a day just so that it artificially can jack up the salt content.
Levels, yeah.
It didn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. My blood pressure did not go up. And my conclusion is, again, I'm not a doctor, is that I'm apparently not sensitive to the sodium component of hypertension.
It's true, but see, sodium is a mineral that acts on the outside of muscles, and what happens is when you, unlike potassium, which acts on the inside of the muscle, when it's on the outside mm-hmm. of the muscles, it brings in more water. So it's bringing more water, and it puts pressure on all the organs and all of the vascular system, so it
sure.
has a tendency to raise
yep.
the blood pressure for a lot of people, especially people who are overweight, because they already mm-hmm. have a lot of pressure on their
right.
organs to begin with. So you top that off with, you know, increased amounts of sodium, then you have a condition that
yeah.
could be deadly.
I heard a stat once. I don't know if you ever heard this, Carol, that for every pound of excess weight one carries, there's like a mile's worth of blood capillaries or veins.
Mm-hmm.
Or a mile. That's phenomenal. So there's that much more pumping and pressure on the heart.
There is. That's a lot of work for it
mm-hmm.
to pump through. But
right.
again, if those blood vessels are wide open and not inflamed,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of stress off the heart. You know, that's why when people have hypertension for real, you know, the doctors will typically say you need to do some cardiovascular exercise, because when you do cardiovascular exercise, it increases the amount of capillaries
mm-hmm.
that are feeding
that's
those
right.
those working muscles, and by doing so, the more piping or plumbing you have, the system drops in pressure.
And isn't that the case where sometimes older people who might have, you know, an MI, because they have this collateral network of extra blood vessels around them, that helps take off the load from when the MI occurs.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what MI is, Carol?
No.
It's a myocardial infarction. It just means a heart attack.
Yeah, I guess I could have said that.
Mike is using his doctor's.
I know, what the heck?
Yeah. I live with a nurse, so she talks that way. So it's never a heart attack, it's an MI. You know, they have so many abbreviations. Nurses have so many abbreviations.
There, Carol over there thinking, Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like, MI?
Sorry, Carol.
I wasn't sure.
Where's Tom Cruise when you need him?
Yeah. Sitting next to me. Yeah.
What are you talking about, Mike? Oh,
I think we need to go on a break.
Yeah, it's getting a little hot and steamy. In
it
here,
is.
It?
Yeah. I think why well, you need to. I think your blood pressure might be
it
a little high right
is.
Now.
It probably is. Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, I'm turning red.
All right, everybody, you're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We'll see you back here in just
wow.
a few minutes.
Listen to him. It's his show
there
now.
There you go.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, everybody, to Food for Thought on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL. Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin and our very happy sponsors. We thank them. Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street, Manchester. I invited Kevin Cornish, the owner, to join us sometime this week, and he said this is the busiest time of the year, not only for all the events that they cater or host, but it's Best of New Hampshire tomorrow, and they will be there, and
Rockin' Rib Fest.
So he said, not a good week, so we'll have Kevin back on the show because he's a great guest. And now that we know, like Rocco, he is a musician, we will say, please bring your guitar. Also, we're brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought, and Kale & Company. Kale & Company joining us right after our show at 2, and Kenny's a very happy man because Manchester Monarchs
so
finally, after 14 years, won the Calder Cup for the first time they made it this far, you know, in the finals. And now they're going to scoot out of town.
Well, they left in style.
They did leave in style. Good way to go out.
And they're all happy, and so it was really good. Yeah.
Cool.
So, all right, Rocco. So,
all right, Carol.
All right.
So what are we going to do now?
I don't know.
I was talking with Mike during the break, and we're discussing, you know, because summertime is here, and, of course, Kevin's out there with his busiest week, people are, you know, going and traveling and going on vacation and stuff like that. So what are some of the things that people can do while they're away so that they can still get in their fair amount of physical activity?
Well, when I was in South Carolina, I did that, and we walked every day.
Okay, and do you do anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
So that was enough.
I love Carol, don't you love her honesty, now. Though?
Well, yeah. I mean, I did it. I made it every day, though. We went out, and we walked our 2-plus miles every day, and I worked up a sweat, and I thought that was pretty darn good for being on vacation.
Well, let's talk about things that people could do that were more resistance training type of exercises. Okay. You know, that was obviously.
Oh, did I tell you I did lunges while I was walking?
We're getting in. So we're walking with lunges.
And then
squatted. Well, very good.
I was doing wall sits.
She just said she just walked. That's it.
Know.
Now all of a sudden the tune has changed. Okay, yeah. So why don't you tell the audience what they should do when they go on vacation, Carol?
All these things, right?
That's right. So, you know, other things that people could do.
You could do stuff in your room, right?
That's right. Or even on the beach, if you're laying out there, you could, you know. Well, Carol's making a face.
No,
No, you wouldn't. You couldn't like do a little sprint down the beach.
Sprint down the beach?
Yeah.
Me?
Sure. Yeah, you.
Like Bo Derek in the movie 10?
Yeah.
You
could put your beads in the cornrows. Yes.
Gross.
Right?
Get the music from, what was it, Bolero playing in the background? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Get the cornrow.
Yeah, but whether you're on the beach or in your room,
you
could do some push-ups, right?
I would never do that on the beach.
Okay, so Carol wouldn't do it on the beach. I would, though. I remember being a teenager going in the bathrooms at Hampton Beach, and I'd be in there doing crunches, and towel rows with my buddies. Oh yeah,
we're getting arrested for that.
We're getting pumped up. Oh yeah, we're gonna go out there and really
pick up some chicks.
Oh yeah.
Well, when I was doing yoga,
we turned a lot of heads. So they were just the other way. But anyways,
Well, I'm gonna stop you right there. I'll put you out of business. But when I was doing yoga back in the day, I would if we would go to like my parents' cottage in Michigan, I would do yoga out on the deck until I started getting splinters on my hands. I forgot to bring the mat with me.
So,
but I still did it. I mean, you can do it, but I don't know if you should be a slave to it on vacation.
Yeah, but think of a nice, beautiful early morning sunrise.
Oh, it's great.
You bring your blanket out on the beach and you're doing this little, 10, 15 minutes of yoga where the sun's
I was namasteing all over the place, I have to tell you. The downward dog thing kind of upset the neighbors, though.
They did, huh?
So, next time I'll wear a
bathing
suit.
You need to go into your cat back. That's not so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
We're having too much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you're right. The lunges would be a great exercise. If there's a step nearby, you could do some calf raises as well, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. What's it called?
Basically, if you've got on a step like over there,
you
keep your heel off the edge and just go up and down on your
toes.
Oh,
really? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so you could do that. You could do some torso twists just by putting your hands on your hips.
Or you can get a puppy, which is what I did a couple of years ago, and within a couple months, I dropped 10 pounds. Not that I was trying to. It just happened.
Oh,
it's like chasing the kid around.
You.
Yeah.
Gosh.
There you go. Everybody should get a puppy.
Get a puppy.
That might be a great idea.
Well,
the new fitness craze.
Get a puppy.
Puppy size.
Yeah. the dog was doing more squats than I was, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting. I was talking with some of the girls at the club this morning, and they were, we were just chatting about some of the reasons that people come up with it. They'll put their memberships on free so they won't exercise if they have one body part that's out of commission for a while. You know, whether it's, you know, they'll have plantar fasciitis in one of their feet and they want to put, you know, their doctors will say, you shouldn't exercise for a while. I'm thinking, what kind of psychology is that? Like the rest of your body is absolutely fine.
You know what? I'm sitting here thinking, now see the new me, I think that's ridiculous. All right? It is. That's ridiculous. The old me, I would pray for that.
Wow. So
play for a foot injury.
There's a revelation coming here.
I'm serious though. I really am. I really am serious.
So what were you thinking during that time saying, okay, wow, geez, you know, if I have an injury that gives me a reason to not have to do it?
Yeah, of course. You'd look for any reason. Look for any reason.
A sprained pinky finger.
Yeah, sprained pinky finger.
A month off, right?
Whatever it takes.
I can't do my.
Oh, okay.
I'm beginning my 16th week. So
I wonder
next
what your
Monday.
What was your attendance like when you were in grammar school?
My attendance at school?
In grammar school, yeah.
It was good.
I'm just checking. You know?
Of course.
I'm just wondering, you know, if you were getting out of that type of work. Was it physical work or was it just, you know, schoolwork? I wonder if there was any, you know, spillover into that.
I don't know.
You know, because I used to pray for snow days when I was a kid.
Well,
you know?
I think every kid prays for snow days. Are you kidding? You
know, now, I wish I was living today. You get a snow day for three.
No kidding,
you know, three
right?
flakes come out of the sky. Everybody's.
They cancel the day before now.
Yes.
It doesn't even start snowing yet. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And I remember walking to the bus stop, you know, with my snow up to my hips.
Yeah.
You know?
We used to walk
my
everywhere.
My mother, you're going to school. All right.
But, yeah. So.
All right, so people should what should they do to plan ahead for working out on vacation? Should they bring their kettlebells and all that
no,
stuff?
No, you don't have to do that stuff. But, you know, just bringing even throwing the ball on the beach and, you know, playing like you're a kid. You know,
isn't swimming one of the best resistance exercises?
Yes. You know, you're out there and you're pushing through resistance.
And no pressure
kicking.
On your joints, really.
No, you know, it's not joint loading, so you can... You can do all the resistance exercise that you want. You can, like I said, I love playing Frisbee back in the days, you know, because the Frisbee doesn't come straight at you if the guy who's throwing at you isn't that good, so you have to go chasing it down. So you're really doing a lot of...
That's why I never liked Frisbee. No.
You're doing a lot of little sprints.
Yeah, but when you play Frisbee with Rocco, he's throwing it three counties away,
no,
for God's sake.
I would never throw a Frisbee with Rocco. Forget it.
You could lose your head.
It's all in your attitude. You know, are you just going to kick back like a slug, or are you going to make time and just make a commitment that 15, 20 minutes out of every day you're going to do something that's somewhat physically active?
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you. In fact, it's going to make you feel better.
And doing it on the sand creates a whole new dynamic as far as resistance goes, right?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, you're not on a stable surface anymore. The surface is giving a little bit, so it actually increases some of the stability in your ankle muscles and right up your legs. And yeah.
For instance, during the winter, don't use snowshoes. You know, this last winter, when the snow is up to your waist, walk through it with just your regular footwear on. Your snowshoes brings the resistance down.
Yeah, so all the little things you can do. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, very important to still look at your food. You know, bringing the right food with you. You know, I used to, make some whole wheat tuna fish sandwiches, and I didn't even use mayonnaise back in the days. I actually used mustard. And I got used to eating mustard with some onion and tomato, and it tasted pretty good.
Chef Patrick, what did he use last week? He used white balsamic instead of mayonnaise.
That's right. He brought us some tuna sliders, and they had
white balsamic
to moisten it up just a little bit.
It was all healthy, sandwiches last week. I only had a bite.
Yeah, so if you have, 100% whole grain bread, which is, has plenty of fiber in it, that's much better than, eating a piece of fried dough. Which I see a lot of kids out there eating fried dough and pizza. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's pretty sad, but it is what it is.
When's the last time you had pizza?
Yesterday.
Okay, there you go.
I had pizza yesterday.
That's all right.
But I only had two slices. I can have two slices of pizza and walk away. But I also had salad and chicken too. But no, I don't. I'm just smart when I choose my foods every single meal. That's why I try not to drink too much, because then I don't make the best decisions once I have a shot at tequila or, a beer or two, and then my thinking process gets numbed a little bit, and I think things are good that are not really good for me.
Yeah. Here's a bowl of mac and cheese, Rocco. Go at it, pal.
Uh-oh. It looks like my time is already over. I didn't even get to say enough today.
Well, next Monday we're going to go over my stats.
Oh, great.
Monday morning.
Well, do you want to lead out with my final ending?
No, you can.
Well, I did yours last one.
No, you can do it. You can do it.
Okay, so everybody, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy just like Carol? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.